Chof Ches Av, Sunday 28th of August, Rav Shraga Kalas, Teshuvah, are you talking to me?
Chazal say, Hoiskin Bekovid Achsanya and Bemis, we should have started this Gevaldik Kiddush Hashem with the Toiseach and the Kovid of the Achsanya, the Achsanoim that I have to thank before we start is Avada, my all the little bit that you see in front of you, all the little bit, Rebbeinu Shalom has given me three shutfin. Rebbeinu Shalom has given me the shutif of my parents, my in-laws, and my wife, and my parents-in-law. They were the ones that made this entire Kiddush Hashem possible. So my first COVID, my first gratitude goes for Shteitzach to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and my second to my in-laws. The third, the Poseach, the Kovid Achsanya, the Gevaldike Schus HaTeira that was Zayich HaPashit to even to say all any of the Mashu Schus of Torah, anything that you see over here is only, of course, the Schus of the Rav, of Rav Elchanan, and his son, the Rav Sheni, all the Siyata Dishmaya that we have, it all comes through the Kalim, through the Rav, and it comes through the Kali of the Rav Sheni, that's the Vada, everything that you're seeing, that's the Kovid, and the Vada, my... How could with this Kiddush Hashem that it wouldn't be without the Olam? Mamash, I was so Baruch Hashem. I was told when I came to go to screen this time, I was told beforehand, you should know Rabbi Kalas is going to be about 40, 50 chevra this man. It's not going to be like the years past. It's not going to be because the Olam went on vacation. Right? And Baruch Hashem, this is Mamash, we have more than a chazak already that we were zeichet to turn the Mamash, the what they call the holidays into a yontif. I don't know who's left in Golden Screen, but I know who they are. They're here for sure. And I know whoever's yes in Golden Screen, I know he was here, Baruch Hashem. So, Avada, that's my Mamash, I should go over to every single one of you every single night and give you a grace, a shakaya, and thank you so much. I can't tell you how much it means to me. What we have to talk about tonight is tshuva. So there were many people, many different questions and comments that I received when the people that saw the topics or the name of the title, tshuva, etc. Some people asked me, is it going to be about halacha? It will be about halacha tonight. So I'll tell you, the emphasis is to talk about hilchos tshuva. It's not much. What am I going to talk about? I'm going to tell the Chashav Olam here that they have to do tshuva. What is it? I'll tell them the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban is machlekes. Whether a person has to do tshuva. Is it you talking such a machlekes? You open up the Sefer Rambam. It doesn't say, start telling hilchos tshuva. It doesn't say you have to do tshuva. But you look in Rabbeinu Yoyin, you look in the Ramban, and they say, you got to do tshuva. The Shavta, the Shem Lekecha, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Sounds like a strange machlekes. Yes, to do tshuva, not to do tshuva. It's a funny machlekes. You look at a little bit weiter, and then Mr. Selim Shabur explains it. Really, the Rambam himself explains this. It's that there's no real machlekes. That here's a machlekes. The machlekes is that at what point you have to do tshuva? Everyone agrees you have to do tshuva. Just that some Rishonim hold, you have to do it the second you do the Aveira. And other Rishonim say, no, you have to do it. You have till Yom Kippur. You have until Yom Kippur. I mean, everyone agrees, though, and that's what the Mishabur says, la'alacha, whether you had to do it right when you did the Aveira, or whether we pass in like the Rambam, you have until Yom Kippur. But now, is the time. It's a bit of a mistake to think that even the feed the Rambam, I have until Yom Kippur. You think you can do tshuva in a moment? You have to go into Yom Kippur rain. It has to be Yom Hazeh Tishayu. You have to be rain. You have to be bashed and dancing clean when you come to the day of Yom Kippur. So it's a mistake to think the person will wait till Yom Kippur to do tshuva. He has to start now. He has to start in Elul. He maybe had to start according to the other Mishayim when he did the Aveira. But we understand that to go and talk about those halachas is not Nageya. And we know we have to start. We have to do tshuva. That's the halacha. That's the inyana de Yoyma. Talk about being Mephias as Chaveiro. It's not much to talk about. Everybody knows what they have to change and what they have to do. The examples, everybody, like Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky used to say, I can't stand up here. Rabbi Yankov used to say in Shabbos Tshuva. He used to say, I cannot stand up here and give you Shabbos Tshuva Drasha. Shabbos HaGadol, I can take out the Mishnah Berurah, the Chelekei, and I can read you all 60 Simonim, and I can tell you what to do in Hilchos Pesach. That I can handle. But Shabbos Tshuva, what am I going to do? I'm going to go and write you I'm going to read you Hilchos Tshuva. Every single person is different. There's a bucher, you have to talk to him like this. There's even a man, you have to talk like this. There's a balabas, you have to talk to him like this. There's a zaydi, you have to talk like this. Every single person has his own averis, and that's where he's holding, and every single person has to be talked to differently. So it's not a geya to go and speak out Hilchos Tshuva like Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky used to say. You have to write your own Hilchos Tshuva. So what am I going to talk about? I don't know. And then it says, I was also other reactions, different things that people said to me when they heard the last shmuz is going to be about Tshuva. So one reaction was, you have to know, you're not talking to Bachrim, right? Three people told me that, maybe four. You're not talking to Bachrim. Some of them were a bit more explicit. One of them said, Balabatim. This is how they are. You have to know how to talk to them. You have to know. Baruch Hashem, he's giving me teaching lessons. Baruch Hashem. But you have to know Balabatim how to talk. I hear what he's saying. I don't know. That he's telling me that I have to talk differently. So we'll see. Well, we have to see how to talk to that. It's also something. But then I was reminded of Rabbi Sol Salanter, the Seder, he was holding in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Sol, he chalished. Rabbi Sol chalished at the Seder. And they asked Rabbi Sol, why did he chalish it? Rabbi Sol, when he got up, he said, Balt is Elul. It's almost Elul. He was thinking in the Seder time in Pesach, he was thinking that Elul's coming. And what about us? We're not Balt is Elul. We're mounted by Elul Shine. We're holding by Rosh Chodesh Elul, Medalim Geher. We all heard this. So we have to have something, some kind of a chizik. Something, all different levels. I mean, Mary Dick in the Lashon and the Shavur and Tavrei Shchav Gimel and Sivkot and Gimel, when the Shavur says that everything that day of Yom Kippur will be the Yom Echad, HaKadosh Baruch has one day. Yom Echad, Ben Ishav has one day in this world. What's that day? Yom Kippur, the Medrash says. He has one day in this world. And the Mishabura tells us that everything that will come out, all the great Hatzlach, all the everything that we wait for in Yom Kippur, all the Kapara, the Tshuva, everything is dependent, says the Mishabura, on what we will put in now, in the Elul, in the Rosh Hashanah, in the Aser Semei Tshuva, and everything. It's all dependent on what we're going to do now. So what do we talk about today? That's the grace of Shiloh. And then we have many problems. Tshuva is a topic that we cannot relate to. Because when you tell me about a lulav and a matzah, how God did this, I can relate to that. You take a lulav, you shake a lulav, it's something I can relate to. A matzah, this, it's a mitzvah, it's something. Tshuva, no, here for the Bali Tshuva, some people's reaction, yeah, Bali Tshuva, etc. You know, the words of the Ger Rebbe, somebody once came to the Ger Rebbe, he told him, he asked him, where have you learned? So he told him, he learned in Or Sameach. So he told him, what's a Meach Kedu? It's a Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. So the person, he was a little bit embarrassed. He didn't want to think he's a Baal Tshuva. So he said to the Ger Rebbe, I learned in Or Sameach, but I'm not a Baal Tshuva. And the Ger Rebbe gave him a two-word Musa Shmuz, which we all have to hear, Favos Nisht. Why not? Right? Why not? And that's the Musa Shmuz of the Ger Rebbe, which a person has to hear from time to time. So what do? We have to hear, but we don't know what to do. Because it seems to us so very, very hard, and so very, very difficult. Something about this mitzvah that we've been doing it for years and years, and it's not mamish going, as we say. Yet we find in Chazal steers to this notion. We find in the Pesukim, L'shaynis, which are mashma, not like this. The Pesuk says, Ki korav alecha dover me'id. This is very, very close. Ki korav alecha me'id. It's very easy. The Ramban says it's talking about Tshuva. And then you look and you see in the Medrash, on that Ramban, on the Pesuk, the Medrash says that a person that doesn't do Tshuva, he's an utzel. He's lazy. Lazy? I mean, you know, by us, the thought of doing Tshuva, it's like climbing the mountain, so difficult. It's like, of course, if a person doesn't climb a mountain, you can call him lazy. It's so difficult, the concept, the thought of doing tshuva, it's very, very, it's a gersa zach, they call the person lazy. Yet we see also, Vaita, you look in the Rambam, he gives us a little bit of a taiva to do tshuva. In Perek Hey, the Rambam says, oh, is it oyev, how beloved it is to do tshuva. The person goes from being metuav, I'm metuav, I'm disgusting, sunny, I'm hated, and I'm mishukit, I don't even want to touch, to becoming a yedid, your best, the brainish shalay, best of father and a nechmad and an ov. He gives us a little bit of a title to do tshuva. We're that far. Is that the matziv? And then you look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin, and it's even harder. Words that are shver. I don't have any better words. Shver. The Rambam says, Rishus misuna lekel adam. Rishus is given to every person. Liyos tzadik oy rosho. You could be a tzadik, zok the Rambam. Only the Rambam could say this. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Mafar should tell us. What does it mean? Nobody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, but nevuah, nobody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But to come to your tachlis in life, you could be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rambam says, Rishus is given to everyone to be a tzadik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Russia. So, very good. You rewrite the Rambam. The Rambam is going to tell us the formula. He's going to tell us how to do it. I think the Rambam is going to start talking about the chleif, ice mikvahs, and who knows what. I'm asking. And then the Rambam starts telling us, all you have to do is lahatas atzmacha. You have to make a little turn. You know, like we say, like a turn, a little mashu turn. And then the Rambam, and it's very easy. In a rega echos, in a one moment, all these strange shines. In one moment, a person can go from being a rasha, a metuiv, from being a sunny to a yedid, to a nechmad. It's a shver Rambam. It's a shver Rambam. Must be missing something. In the Panovich Rav. He once was going around and he went to his illustrious way into the Hedika Chavetz Chaim and told the Chavetz Chaim, what message should I give to Klal Yisrael? What message should I give to Klal Yisrael? And the Chavetz Chaim told him, tell him Tshuva is Nishkin Ber. It's not Nishkin Ber, it's not some scary thing that you can't do. It's very easy. It's just pashit. It's aziva sachet kapala alas. It's all it is. You go away from your old derech and you start a new derech. Tell them it's easy. Must be missing something over here. Everybody around us, the Rambam, the Pasuk, the Ramban, everybody, the Chofetz Chaim, they're all telling us how easy it is. But we know the truth. We know it's not. The Maisa. Maybe we get a little bit of a taiva for tshuva. The Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Nitzavim, he says a Dover Neira. Dover Neira. He says himself, I'm allowed to say a Dover Neira. He writes over there, he's quoting the famous Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon tells us, what's the difference between Din and Cheshbin? What's the difference between Cheshbin and Din? It's not the Vilna Gaon Psa Psha. He says, Din, when you're going to give punishment on Din, is what you did wrong. Right? What you did wrong. The things that you did wrong, the Averis. Cheshbin is what you could have accomplished. Look what you could have done. And then says the Meshech of Nehidiko Sameach. He says, look at this. Your hair will stand. Your hair will stand on its own. And I will apply the Meshech Chachma. He says, if you would know what you can accomplish on Yom Kippur, and we'll extend this Eres Sameach, and we'll say, if a person would know what he can do in an Elul. What does he mean? Zotor Sameach. Do you realize that you're Zainus? You're amazing. You're worst Averis. You're worst Averis. You become Zchuyis. Zotor, could you imagine such a thing? Could you imagine Zotor Sameach, the Cheshbin, that you'll give if you don't do tshuva? When you can turn, look at the gvaldik opportunity that you have. You can turn all of these terrible, like, you imagine, Rabbi Isai, all of the Lashon Hara. You imagine, it turns into Divrei Torah. And all of the places that we should not have looked turn into the Ha'ei Nein of Asayin Asecha. You imagine, Hamer Hafla the Fela. All the things that we shouldn't have said, all things we shouldn't have heard, it turns into Divrei Torah. Hey, look at Torah. Zotor Sameach. Could you imagine the cheshbon a person has to give for not taking advantage of such an opportunity? The opportunity, it's enough to give us a time to do tshuva and better give us. Can you imagine the cheshbon one would have to give? Maybe we just push it. We just don't believe in tshuva. We don't understand the koyach of tshuva. It's a mice in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek, there was a person whose wife, a terrible Aveira, such an Aveira that asked her to the husband. So there was Edis, and they brought the Edim to the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Tzemach Tzedek said, yeah, it was Makabel the Edis. And he said, she's awesome. She's awesome to Bible. She's awesome to husband. And the husband went back to his Rebbe, to Aaron Shenogel. And he said to him, this Maisa, he said, bring to me the woman. He brought the wife, Aaron Shenogel. He said, she didn't do it. Lahaila, she didn't do it. So he went back, he told the Tzemach Tzedek. So Tzemach Tzedek said again, bring the Edim, I don't know, and say it again, maybe they're lying. And the Edim came again, the Edim said it again. Didn't understand. He went back again, and Chernobyl, he said, no, they didn't do it. No, she didn't do it, she didn't do it, she didn't do it. Kitzis went back and forth. Finally, the Tzemach Tzedek sent back. He said to him, you have to understand, you're looking with Helika Oigen, and this woman did Shuva Gimura, and she cried and cried and cried to her, the ganze neshama that she had, and she cried and she did Shuva Gimura. So you can't see any Abe with your Helika Oigen, because it's totally been Nimchot Legamre Legamre. But in this world, we have to feel like we have to pass in and see what it says in our Shulchan Aruch, and can see what it says in our Shulchan Aruch, she's Aser Al Baila. Rav Tzadik used to say, we just don't believe in Shuva. We don't believe in that Gevaldika Koyach, that it blushes, it wipes things clear. We don't believe it. I'm going to say a chiddush. The Chasam Sofer was so big, he was able to say things without a makor. Let me explain first who the Chasam Sofer was. You can understand that. Rav Shimon Sofer, one time he said to his mother, I said, Mama, how could it be? You know, we say, Kishem Shemakdishim Oisei B'Shmei Namaro. How can I be Makdish like the Makdish, like the Malachim? I'm a Kaddish. I don't know what goes on in Shemayim. I don't know how the Malachim are a Kaddish in Shemayim. So, the Rav Shimon Sofer, the mother says, I don't know, go and ask your father, the Helik Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer said, come with me under my talus, Bishas Kedusha. And he came out from under the talus of the Chasam Sofer, and he said, now he knows how Malachim talk in Shemayim. Helik Chasam Sofer. That's why the Chasam Sofer, he can say things without a makor. It doesn't bring a makor, but he writes it. He says, we know that if a person does Tshuva Me'ava, the Zoinis, the terrible mazes that he do, they become schuyas, they become mitzvahs, they become mamash divrei Torah. So we're going to be zeicha to do tshuva me'ava. That's what we're holding by. I can say I'll do tshuva me'ava. So the Chasam Sofer tells us a davar noyer without a makor. Zakta Hedek Shram Sefer. He says, a person that does tshuva meyira, and he gives, and he does tefillah, and he gives tzedakah also. Tshuva tefillah tzedakah, even if it's tshuva meyira, without a makor. Zakta Chasim Sefer, ani ariv. I'm a guarantor that all of his averis will turn into tzchuyas. The Hedek Shram Sefer. Can you imagine the opportunity? Can you imagine the cheshbin if we don't do tshuva? Okay, now we want to do tshuva, but it's so hard. We're going to the world, what is it? What is it? What is it that when we're doing tshuva, we're going into the world of a potential? The world of potential, let's take a look for a moment in the world of potential, our own potential, what we could become. You know, you go through the history of Klal Yisrael, through all the different names that we know, and we can learn so much about potential. You know, take some of the people in our history, take Korach. Korach was a person, we have no hasagi. You think to be chaylik on Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to be a great person. You have to be very, very strong to be chaylik on Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't be stamps, a clay in a mensch. Somebody's going to be chaylik on Moshe Rabbeinu. Are you talking such a thing? You know, we know the lashon of Baal Shem. Baal Shem Toiv. There weren't too many people in our history that got the name of a Baal Shem. And the 250 people that were with Korach, they were called Anshei Shem. They were called people Anshei Shem. We have no hasagi of the greatness of these people. And the Arizal writes that Lassid Lava, again, this is not for us to even understand. Korach is so great, Lassid Lava, he will be the Kayin Agadol. But in this world, we know that Korach was a Rasha. A Rasha, Shein Loi Chelik Oilam Hava. And this person, Korach, with the greatest potential, with the unimaginable potential that he had, what did he become? He became the Baal of all of the Machlaikis and that will exist Loilam Void in Klal Yisrael. Every single Machlaikis that will exist Me'achshav at Oilam has a root in it of Korach. Look at potential that was wasted. Look at that great potential that was wasted. And Bilam HaRasha, isn't Bilam HaRasha a limud, a lesson into wasted potential? Chazal tell us that he was the greatest Navi. He was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. As great as Moshe Rabbeinu. And the bush and the cherpa that Chazal described this person in our Halakha Torah, isn't that a limud? Isn't that a lesson to us about wasted potential? What a busha, what a cherpa, Yeruvim ben Nevat. Yeruvim ben Nevat. Isn't Yeruvim ben Nevat a lesson, a limud in wasted potential? The Ramban writes about the Hishtalshel to Seder of the Messiah in Klal Yisrael. And he writes that it went from Moshe like Al-Kayadua, it went to this one, to that one, to this one, and it went all the way to Achia Shiloini. Achia Shiloini was so great, the Halakha Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Beis tells us who was as great. Who was as great as Achia Shiloini? Yeruvim ben Nevat. He was so great. He was as great. He was so. We have no hasagi who Yeruvim ben Nevat was. He was right for the Melucha. Great, great. So much great that he was that even after he was Mesis who made the Klal Yisrael. Even after he took Klal Yisrael off the Derech. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, B'Kfei Toi Ba'atzma. And the Maral says because of all of the Torah that he learned, came back and asked him, will you do tshuva? He asked him, could you come back and do tshuva? And he declined because of Kinnah. Wasted potential. Wasted potential. We can see from all this wasted potential how great potential is. And what about who, yes? We look at Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva in the first 40 years, he says things that we had no asaga. He says, I hated the Talmidei Chachamim so much. If you'd give me a Talmud Chacham, I would bite him like a chamor. Such a hatred, such a sinner, a type of a biting that wouldn't come back. Man, it's the pain. He had such a sinner. And he went on to be the Halakha Rabbi Kiva. There was a ganz Rabbi Kiva lying there. There was a whole potential of person that hated the Talmidei and hated the Talmidei Chachamim and every single thing about them. And he became the greatest Talmud Chacham in all of Klal Yisrael. So much so the Gemara Menachah says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw. He saw this man. He says, why are you giving me the Halakha Torah? You have a dance of Rebbe Kiva. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, that means all the answer. He said, you're right. Don't talk. Shtayt. Quiet. He didn't tell him you're wrong. He told him you're right. But this is what I want. Halakha Rebbe Kiva. Meredith, this is the koyach of potential. When a person can actually tap into this koyach and he can go and live his potential, there's a yid. There was a yid named Nosson Tzitzitza. Who is this Nosson Tzitzitza? Nosson Tzitzitza was mamish adam mevuzim ba'oid. Why I call him adam mevuzi? He has such a beautiful name. Nosson Tzitzitza, he was a shining Nosson. But Rashi in Sanhedrin tells us that this person, Nosson Tzitzitza, he one time got so sick, it'll be a different gemara. He got so sick because he wanted to do an aveira. He had a certain type, he wanted to do an aveira against an isa. Everyone knows the gemara in Sanhedrin, the famous gemara. He wanted to see a certain lady in Ashishish and this and that. And he got so sick from it that he almost died. That's what Gemara says. Can you imagine who this person was? What a level of what a low life. What a low madrega. You know what happened the next morning? He said, did anybody see Nathan? Where's Nate? They told him, no, Nathan's not feeling well today. Why? Where is he? He's so sick. Why is he so sick? He's at the nefesh. He's about to die almost. That's how sick he is. Why? Because he has a certain aveira that he wants to do, and he's so around in this aveira that he's dying from it. Can you imagine the bushes? Imagine the bushes when he got better. He got better. He came to show this. Imagine when people looked at such a person as a bush, as a cherpa. This, who is this nosin tzitzitza? Who is he? Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Flamet Aleph that one time, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the Rashi says that one time it was nizdamin to him to do this actual aveira. It was nizdamin. He was able to do the aveira. He had the ability to lend money, a whole story, and she needed the money, and he was able to do this aveira, and he overcame his yetzahara. Says Rashi, from that point he started to shine. They had to change his name. He was no longer Nathan the lowlife. He became Nosin Tzitzitza. Zot Rashi, who's this Nosin Tzitzitza? Zot Rashi, this Nosin Tzitzitza was none other than Mar Ukva. Now who's Mar Ukva? Mar Ukva was a yid that the Gemara says in one place there was a lady that came and cried in front of Shmuel, and she started crying. So Shmuel said, I can't hear this, I'm sorry, nothing I can do. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you're just sitting here and letting her cry. You're gonna sit there. She shouldn't be coming to me. She should be coming to my Reshe Dereshe. She should be coming to the real master. Who's the real master? The master of Shmuel. Kol HaToyda Kula Shmuel. Who's the master of Shmuel? Zakti Gemara, Mar Ukva. Go to my master, Mar Ukva. The same Mar Ukva. That is the Gemara in Ksubas when they want to discuss his tzidkis. The Gemara says he used to give tzedakah. And how would he give tzedakah? He'll give out. Somebody's going to find out. Maybe it was him, and one day him and his wife. They ran away and they ran into an oven to hide their chas v'chalila. Nobody should find out that they're the ones that are giving the tzedakah. And we learn from Mar Ukva that it's noyach for a person to go and burn himself at the chas v'shalim to be mevayish another yid. Mar Ukva, how much potential was inside nothing? How much? Don't we have a titan now to do tshuva? You know, I want to describe to you for a moment Roman gladiators. Roman gladiators, you know what Roman gladiators were? The worst animals in the world. We have no asaga. All the Romans, they would get together in a stadium, and they would all get together, and what was their pastime? What excited them? They would take some chbeis, some neba, some person who was upset, a weak person, and they'd put him inside with some chaya, some goyisha chaya, and he would sit, he had all these chbeis, he had the mamisha, all this armor and whatnot, and he would come over to this person, and he would beat him up like you have no asaga. He would beat him until the end. And then he would ask the oilam, should I kill him? And he would go like this. And he would say, yes. And if the oilam was in a good mood, so they would say yes. If the oilam was in a bad mood, they would say like this. No, don't kill him. And then he would kill him. They'd snap his neck and all the Romans would cheer. That was Roman excitement. And one of these Roman children who had such an excitement from this, who grew up in this Gevaldika, I have no words. And one of these children, his name was Onkelos. Onkelos, he grew up in this wonderful environment, yeah, and this wonderful culture. And this, who is this Onkelos? So there's a Heiluka Amoira named Rav Ami. Rav Ami, when Rav Ami would talk, fire would come out of his mouth. I have no doubt. How do I know that when Rav Ami would talk, fire would come out of his mouth? Because when the Vilna Goyim would talk, the Talmidim of the Goyim, we have Edus, they would say when the Goyim would talk, he would say words like this, Omar Eliyahu, I heard from Eliyahu Navi, Omar B'Shem Yankov Havinu, the Goyim, the Hail of the Goyim, and the Goyim of 1,000,000,000 Goyims, and not one Rav Ami, not one Rav Ami. And Rav Ami writes in the Gemara Brachas that every time on Erev Shabbos, when you come to take out a Torah and you come to do your Mavir Sedra, when you come to learn the Heilika Torah, you come like every Erev Chayid, he's Mavir Sedra. So okay, you're not finished yet until you take out the Perish of Onkelos. You haven't finished yet until you took out the Onkelos. Rav Ami, the Heilika Torah, the fire would come out of his mouth every single time he talked. But he held, he was not finished. He's not finished learning until he takes out an Onkelos and he starts learning the Onkelos. Who was Onkelos? Where did he come from? And we hear these things and we think to ourselves, but I'm not about tshuva. Right? I'm not about, yeah, nice story, five osnish, mitgerebab, sashayna maizah, good, we can tell it over at the table. I'm not about tshuva, that mice is right. Look at he was. Look how far that person was. I can't relate to that. Onkelos, he was a Roman gladiator. And the face, they're going to tell me stories about Rebbe Kiva. I don't want to bite Talmidei Chachamim. I don't want them. I might bite back. I'm not interested in that. These people, wow, I'm going to go. I'm not like that. Nosin Tzitzitza, I'm not that bad. Believe me, even if I would be like that, I would come to Minyan next morning. I don't want anybody to know about that. So, what does this have to do with us? It's hard. It's hard giving a tshuva drush or a Yankov Kamenetsky to say. It's very hard. How can we put... Abba Rav Segal, Zecharino Levracha, Manchester Shiva, told us also other words. He told us that when we say tshuva, and we say repent, not repent, it means return. And that's already a chiddush, that the person that we're doing tshuva, the returning that we're doing, is we're going back to who we are. As Rav Segal taught us with the words tshuva, return to who I really am. You know, the person that I could be walking around. Imagine a person is walking around all these years and she doesn't really know who he is. That's what tshuva really is. A person's trying to find out who he is. Yeah. But we have to try to see what's our problem. We live in a world that is a constant reminder to the Rambam. The Rambam tells us it's very easy. Matta atzmai. There's a rega echad. In one moment, he can change. He can just turn himself slightly, and boom, he can become a different person. In a rega echad, he just has to do a little bit of a change, a little small nothing. And we read this Rambam invite that we don't understand that we want to change. We would love this. Havada, we would love to be these new types of people and have these asagas. We would love to live in this world of potential and to return to who we really are. But the Rambam's telling us it's easy, and I know it's not easy. Don't we live in a world of constant reminders? You know, I once went to a shmuz. I was talking about the world of the constant reminders of tshuva. The constant reminders, how easy it is. I was talking about those gibayre kayach taka the bali tshuva. He said tens of thousands of people that gave up lives, they gave up wives, they gave up parents, they gave up everything in the world. They gave up jobs, they gave up everything. And he said, look, from them we could learn. And I listened to this and I thought to myself, this doesn't talk to me. This person, he did something which is mamish. If that's what I have to do to do tshuva, forget it. It's not for me. I have to go and give up lives and give up family and to give up the parents and in-laws. Forget it. That's not for me. That's too much. Yeah, that's too much. But then I started thinking, maybe in our world, we could look into our little world and we could see that even people in our world that they did ha'atah. They did a small change, like the Rambam tells us, a little mate atzmai, and because of that, they went from becoming Rosh Tzadik. They went to becoming Metuyev, to becoming a Tzadik Mamish, to becoming an Oyev, a Yedid by the Bari Olam. That little turn. A little turn was a little turn. You know, I remember growing up, I'm an old man already, so it has some take. I remember growing up, and I remember there was no such thing as Lashon Hara. Does anybody here remember that? Does anybody remember that? I don't know, whoever's not laughing good. It wasn't an Aveiro. Sometimes nowadays it became a mitzvah in certain cases because we had no choice, right? But when I was growing up, it wasn't an Aveiro to talk Lashon Hara. You know, nowadays we live in a world that there are tens of thousands of people. I mean, everyone knows what I'm talking about. There are tens of thousands of people that have they've turned this terrible makala called Lashon Hara, they've turned it into an Aveiro. No? It's like Chazir. It's like Chazir, like Basim Chomov. Remember when we were growing up, it wasn't like that. It was, you know, somebody, a kid would walk into the house and speak Lashon Hara, right? I'm not saying I'm finding regular people, Elucha people, finding people. They come into the house and speak Lashon Hara, they might tell them it's not nice. They might tell them, nowadays, a kid walks into the house, he comes in with a stick of Lashon Hara, he does like a kid brought a cheeseburger, he does like a sugar, and that's Lashon Hara. What happened? There were tens of thousands of people that all of a sudden woke up one day and they made a little turn. They made a little ahatol, a small little turn toward the left or the right, whichever way you want to call it. And all of a sudden they wake up and there's no more Lashon Hara. Look how easy. And they live Lashon Hara. Could you imagine the world before the world? I'm afraid to say what the Chafetz Chaim says. Just say what he says. Chafetz Chaim is not a Lashon Hara shoes today. It's just a point. And Chafetz Chaim tells us a person, all of his Torah and mitzvahs are going to rip up in front of him if he spoke Lashon Hara. Could you imagine all that? The person is all of his Torah and mitzvahs is being ripped up in front of his face every time he spoke about the Lashon Hara. And now he made himself Lashon Hara free, made one little turn, and boom, nothing. It's all, he all got it back. Don't we understand this? Don't we see that in a regular cow, a person can go from being a tzaddik to a rasha? It's not enough, though. It's not enough because people tell me that the balabatim, you can't come in and tell balabatim change this and that. You can't say things like that. You can't. Right? But didn't the Chazon Ish tell us in Emunah and Bitachon? He writes in Emunah and Bitachon, this is a mistake. He writes b'zeh loshen. He writes, Kol's man, Shai Neshome is Bekirbi. Kol's man, that I have a haylik and Neshome in my mouth every single morning when I wake up and the Neshome is still there. He has to realize, he is Mechoyev, to come to a Shleimus. He is Mechoyev, says the Chazon Ish, to become a Talmud Chacham. Chazon Ish is not talking to Bachrim. The Chazon Ish says, Kol's man, that the Neshome is in him, he has to grow. That's why he's up there. But maybe, I don't know, to bring a raya, but I'm going to go and tell the Olam. They told me today you can't talk like that. So we'll find out with any Balabatim that made a small change, a small something that turned in from a rasha to a tzaddik. You know, Baruch Hashem, I'm Zaycha Dailon comes to talk to me and tell me stories, Baruch Hashem. He told me a story this week. Every single person in this room knows his name. He begged me not to say the name. Begged me. I might just do it. About Kapanen. Begged me. Everyone in this room knows who I'm talking about. He said to me, I want to tell you something. I have not been in a shul in 6 years. Now you definitely want to know who the guy is, huh? You haven't been in a shul in 6 years. I haven't been in a shul. I told him, what are you talking? I know what he's coming to talk to me about. He said, yeah, I haven't been in a shul in 6 years. And now recently, the first time I started going into a shul. I said, I don't know what he's talking about. He tells me a story. He tells me that he has a Zayda. His Zayda, it's not work. His Zayda, I'll talk louder. It's not work. His Zayda was saved from the Nazis. How is his Zayda saved from the Nazis? What was the Maisa? He said his Zayda, the whole entire Stadt, every single person was killed. The Nazis in Machshavim v'Zichron, they came in and they killed every single person in the Stadt. His Zayda was the only one that was saved. How did it happen? He said his Zayda had a certain kvius every single night. I'm not sure, a pelotic, a mentor he was. When he would wake up in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he had a certain kvius. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, this yid, he went to the shul, like was his minig, always 3 o'clock in the morning, he had a kvius until 4:30 in the morning, that was his kvius every single night. He came 4:30 in the morning, and he stayed in the shul, as he heard the horror and the screaming and the crying of every single person in the town, that the Nazis went house by house at 3:30 in the morning, and killed every single person in the town. And he was the only person that was saved, because what the Havamina is going to be, I eat in the shul 3:30 in the morning, but he had a kvius. He said, when he heard this Maisa, he said, what saved his Zayda's life was the shul. There's a shul that just saved his Zayda's life. He said, he has to go back into a shul. I was like, I know what he's talking about. What do you mean? He never went to a shul 6 years. He hasn't been in a shul. He tells me for the last 6 years of his life, every single time he walks into a shul, he comes in with a cell phone. When he walks in with a cell phone, I'm talking about a Pashid. He claims to be a Pashid. I wish I could say his name. But he says to me, every single time I've been walking there in the last 6 years, I feel like I'm not in a shul because I'm still connected. I go there, I hear this, I have this. Every single second is something that can come up. Every single second is something that might arise. You know, I want to explain this yid in English. There's a Gemara in Erevin. I once heard this from Matazel Salman. Matazel Salman said there's a Gemara in Erevin. There's a famous Gemara that everybody here knows. The Gemara says that there was a yid named Rapreda. And Rapreda had a Talmud. The Gemara said that he wouldn't understand. And he would teach him every single thing 400 times. And one time they came in and they told him, Rapreda, you know, you have to go to Chasana today. We're going to come and pick you up right after. He said, no problem, right after the shiur, you come and pick me up. No problem. Kitzur, 399, Eilu Metzias, Shalom. No, Eilu Metzias, now he's supposed to say Shalom, right? No, Shalom, Kitzur, the last time, 400, Eilu Metzias, Shalom. What happened? He told him what happened. Every other day it takes 400 times, and then you get it. And today, after 400 times, you don't get it. So this Eilu Abacher, he says to him, Rebbe, today, I kept thinking, #Kai Mar. I kept thinking, now they're going to call Mar. Now they're going to call him and take him out. I thought that's what's going to happen. I kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and I couldn't concentrate because I kept thinking he's about to be called out. And the Gemara goes on and says, Rapreda again, the next 400 times, and he's like, because of that, that he went to Ilam Abba, the whole door went to Ilam Abba, you know what the #Kai Mar of our door is? Our cell phone. Our cell phone on vibrate. On vibrate. Every single second the person's in the base medrash, is he really there? You know, a yid in Europe, you know what he used to be? He had nothing in his life. There was tears, there was sorrows, there was problems, but he would go to the base medrash, whatever that time was, for his 2 hours, for his 3 hours, was it his davening, his learning, and there was nothing in the Weltstadt, there's nobody in the world except him and the Boirei Olam. The home, there's nothing. He said, for 6 years I haven't been in the shul, and my Zayda was saved because he went into a shul? Look at the yid that just went. He did a little atayah, a little turn, a mashu, a nothing. And look what he became. In one moment, he said he's never felt like this in his whole life. He said, we can't do this. We can't change. I spoke to a yid, he was asking me a shayla. He's asking me a shayla, and he's stuck in Meiser. So I was talking to him. He's trying to explain to him that the way he's doing it is not kedai. He's getting me all confused. It's very confusing. I'm trying to tell the seed, look, just make it in 3 month intervals. You know, you don't have to do it. You know, the Yehuda already says, when you're giving a meiser, so you don't have to do it in this type of oifin. You know, he's giving it up every single time. He makes a profit. He gives meiser every single time. He was getting me confused. I told him, listen, you make the cheshbon after a few months or whatever, make it easy on yourself. It's easy on me. I'm trying to get into the shot. He says to me, with all due respect, Rabbi Kals, he says to me, I have a cloud. I know myself when it comes to Meiser. I know myself. I know that when it comes to Meiser, I know I have a Yetzirah. I know it's very difficult. So he says, you know, I don't touch any money until I give Meiser. I told the Seer, I said, could you give me a bracha? Imagine such a Yid. Can you imagine such a Yid? He wasn't understanding a word I was saying. I'm telling him, wait 3 months. Rabbi Kalis, with all due respect, that's nice in the halacha. I don't touch money until I give Maisa because I know myself, this Yid tells me. Don't we see that there are people, even what we call, quote-unquote, Pasha, the people that made a little bit of a turn, a little bit of a tie, and now we can start to understand the Rambam a little bit. A little mashu turn, and he went from this to becoming this. But it's still difficult. It's still hard for us to understand this. Why? On Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say in the Pizmin, we say in the Slichas, Hechlafnu Oilam Oimed LeOilam Oiver. We switch this world. We switch the real world, the Nitzchiyistika world, the Oilam Oimed, the Oilam that's Oimed LeNetzach LeNetzach Nitzachim, and we switch it for an Oilam that's Oiver. Now, a lot of us this year, we can understand this. We can understand this. We saw billions and trillions of dollars, manish, gone, the oilam oiver that it is. Now, how many of us seen this? How many people's jobs and how much money have we seen? Don't we understand a little bit better? When we say every single time, when we say in the slichas every day, some of us, when it comes to Elul, and we'll say the words, v'loy shav elanu, it's not worth it. But what are we saying when we're saying the slichas? We're machlif in oilam oimed for what? For an oilam oiver. For an oilam that goes away. The Ramchal, in the Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim, he writes a gevaldik loshon. He says if a person would be misboineh for a rega katan, for a small moment, he's saying the words of the Rambam, for a small moment, if he would be misboineh into this hasoga, that there's a nitzchis, there's an oilam void, there's an oilam that's called oimed. And he would be misplaining. You know, in our Lashon, I once tried to be mamchish the bachem. Imagine, take bells. I'm from Yerushalayim, Yerakoydesh. Take bells, fill it up with sesame seeds. I think this is the mashal of one of the great tzaddikim. You fill it up with sesame seeds, and every million years, a bird comes and takes one sesame seed. Bells are poisai. I mentioned, you know, the main base medrash, all the little ones too, and everything, and the outside too, with the tent and outs. And every million years, a bird would come and take one seed. How long would that take, Rabbi? Huh? It goes on and on and on. It's a number of the children. It's not nitzchis. And the Beretz Yitz Chaim tells us, if you would take for one moment of your day, one moment of your life, and think for a rega, what is it? What is it when I do a mitzvah? What is it when I make an atiyah kala, when I decide to be like this, and I decide to do that, I decide something different in my life? What is it that I'm getting? I'm getting a nitzchis. I'd like to tell you a story. A story from a person who taught me about nitzchis. There was a pacher. There was a pacher who was having mishpashit. He was a guitarist. And you can imagine his whole dream in life was to play the guitar. And it took him to places where he shouldn't be. And he was doing things that he shouldn't do. And his mamish, he was going down on a downward spiral. That was the mas. Kitzer, one day, he gets mamish the dream. He's a mamish. His whole dream is to become a rich guitarist. One day, mamish with fame and money and covered and out. And one day, he gets mamish the deal of his life. He gets the deal that every single Friday night, he can play the guitar, and this is what's going to make him big. This is going to make him big. He's going to play every Friday night. But he has not yet reached that shol tachtis yet of being a mechalel Shabbos. He didn't yet reach that shol tachtis of being the mechalel Shabbos. And this guitarist came and he asked his Rebbe, said, Rebbe, what do I do? He asked the Rebbe, what's the Rebbe going to say? The Rebbe's going to tell him, you have to do it. No, the Rebbe didn't know what to tell him. The Rebbe said, look, write down on a piece of paper all of the reasons you came to ask the Rebbe. Write down on a piece of paper all of the sibas why you do want to do it, and write down on the different side of the paper, write down the sibas that you don't want to do it. And you know, I say, obviously the Rebbe understood that he was coming not to know what to do. He knows ganz fine what the Rebbe wants him to do. But shine, the kids of the bacher came back, the bacher, the future guitarist, with tears in his eyes, and he showed him the piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, on the one side it was Meiridik, fame, riches, money, covet, glory, everything, his dream, everything. And on the other side of the piece of paper, on the other side was one word, Nitzchiyus, that's it, La'olam Vayeh. And the bacher said, here's the broken guitar, as he gave it to the Rebbe. His bacher is a chashuv person nowadays. He became a chashev and yid. Why? Because he was for one rega, he took control for one rega, and he made the chashev. He's not going to be machlif in oilim, which is in dance in oilim. He won't be machlif. Keep this oilim for what? For an oilim either. He won't do it. Look at a person can do in a rega echad. Says in Mesil Shishon Ramchal. He tells us, you know what else? Why is it that we don't make this cheshbon? Are we crazy? Are we crazy? Does anybody would make these cheshbonis? The Ohilim, the Nitzchis that we have. The Netzach, the Tzachim. If there's anybody would make this cheshbon? Zok to Ramchal, Zok to Mesil Shishon. You know, he tells us in Perek Beis in Mesil Shishon, says the Yetzahara. He keeps us busy every single second. He'll never let us think about this. And in our door, we're in the door. How many times have I said, we said this already? We're in the door that these are the eyes that are going to see the Mashiach. All of the eyes in this room are going to see the Mashiach. And the Yetzahara, he knows in this door he has to fight much harder. And he has to make sure that person doesn't have even one rega to think. Not even a second. So he takes the person, he gives him this narishkeit and that narishkeit. He'll bring it into the shul, he'll bring it there no matter what. So chalila, the person shouldn't think for 1 second. Because the rega that he thinks, you know what might happen? He might be matter. He might change. He might turn a direction. I was sitting next to Yid yesterday. I was sitting right next. He said to me, do you mind just moving over at the cows? I'm sorry. This is my makam kavu. I said, what? Makam kavu? No problem. I said, no problem. Makam kavu. He comes to me after. He says to me, listen, you know, with all due respect, I would never really ask the person. You have to understand, I haven't sat in my makam kavu in 4 years. I said, I'm going to break that. You don't even have to explain to me. You have to explain to me. I told him about, but you're making a mashmayis that something happened 4 years ago. You're getting me interested. So he tells me, yeah, 4 years ago, I woke up and realized I'm not davening properly. So I decided I'm going to get a mokim kavua. And you should see the way the seed davened. I got such a chizik from the seed watching him daven. Here's the guy, I think to myself, oh, this is the guy who's kicking me out of the shield. Let's see how this guy davens. Let's see how he davens. And I'm looking at this person. I think to myself, I told him, just tell me one thing. Did you daven the way you daven now 4 years ago? He told me, you should see, I was Baruch Sha'omar Asher Yishtabach Yid. That's what I was. You imagine this is a Yid that made one little dot. He turned one direction and kending. There's a Yid over here in the Halakha Shtot of Golden Screen. He comes to me every single night after my Shia. And he says to me, Brother Kalos, I'm sorry I didn't come to your Shia. I'm thinking about, you know, one time you say it, the Chaytzah, right? Sveit them all, you know, fine, Shvit them all. This is already the 13th, I'm waiting for tonight. You know, he's not here right now, I know. Right? I'm waiting, he's going to come to me, he's going to say, Brother Kalos, I'm sorry. It's like, say, you know, I don't like your Shia. Right? You know, Mazah. But, so finally, three nights ago, I finally asked him. I said to him, you don't have to apologize, right? You obviously, you know, obviously, he says, I understand you. He says, you have to understand, I'm studying for Faher. So I have no problem with that. Faher, this is a 49, 50 year old guy. I'm looking at him and thinking to myself, what's the Faher he's studying for? He says to me, you know, I was never good in learning. It wasn't going. I would try and try and everything. It doesn't work. So I joined this new thing. By him, it's new. This is already in Hatzav. It's called Dirshu. Dirshu. I take tests every single month, and I have a Faher. I guess the Faher is coming up. I don't know. Or maybe every month he has a Faher. He has a Faher coming up, and I can't hold it. I said to him, when did you start this? He said, I started this in the last Dafyomi cycle. Boy said, this is a Yid. That he said, B'zeh HaLoshim. He told me that he never learned a Masechta in his entire life. Imagine what we're talking about over here. When this started, he was about 45 years old. He never learned a Masechta in his life. And for the last 5 years, he learned 2,000 of our Halakha Brat of Shas. 2,000 Brat of Shas. And he's been taking tests on them. Because he made one turn. One little matter. He turned and said, I gotta get myself together. Isn't it so easy? Isn't that what Chazal are teaching us? So easy. When is it hard, Rabbi Yisai? When we're facing in this direction. And we're going in that direction. We're going there. We're going every single well. But when a person, he has 1 minute, he thinks to himself, I gotta change this. He makes a little nitiya. I want to be different than Mashu here. I want the Davin to be. He gets a direction. A certain direction, nothing. And all of a sudden he changes. He becomes a tzaddik. The shus yisuna, the kol adam. The shus is given to every single person to become a tzaddik. You know where I learned this? I want to tell you a limit from a guy. I would like to tell you a limit that I learned from a guy. What's a limit from a guy? You know, we're so busy, says the Derech Eitz Chaim. We're so busy worrying about, I'm going to say it. Hey, you can't talk to Balabatim like this. You can't tell Balabatim to change the chaz. And he told us you could tell every single person to change chaz. Man, Shana Shom is Bekirbi. Every single person has to become a tzaddik. Every single person wakes up and you have to tell our faith. You know where I learned this? You know, where did I learn this idea, potential? How great it is, and how we can actually all change and become to our potential. And we should stop worrying about the oilum that's oiver. Stop worrying about all the narishkeit, and all the this, and the money, and the narishkeit, and the narishkeit. And for what? And we're giving it up for an oilum that's oive. I learned this from a guy. You know, we were all, about a month and a half ago, we were all davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam that they should find Levi Kletzky. Every single person in this room. Every single person in Klal Yisrael. Some of us were helping physically, some of us were helping emotionally, and every single one of us was davening that they should find him. And one of the Goyisha newspaper, the Goyisha news, whatever, he gets on, and he has a kasha. He asks, what's the pshat? Why do they care so much about this one boy? Yeah, because a close-knit community, and this, and that. So we know the answer is because of Nefesh HaChatz Yisrael. We know the real answer to this. You know what the guy's answer was? The guy's answer. Why is it that all in Power Park, and all in New York, and all in Golders Green, and all in Yishalayim, and all in Klal Yisrael, care what happens to this child? You know what the guy answered? Because it's not just this child that we care about. Fuck the guy. It's the child. He's going to have a family. He's going to have children. He's going to have grandchildren. It's because of all the potential that this community sees. That's not the real answer, but that's a real answer. Every one of us can understand that we have to stop everything in our lives. For what? For what? For potential of somebody else. But when it comes to our own life, we have to start to remember, we have to stop everything and look at our potential. And we have to remember, that if I have a halak in a shama, I have to start to stop and have to worry, what's a zaymik mich? What's going to be with my potential? I could be a Thomas Chochem. Here's a maisa. I could be a Thomas Chochem. Yeah, there's a story about some keeper fellow 40 years in the Gemara. He could be a Thomas Chochem. Yeah, now he has another story, Gevalt. He has a story about a 45-year-old guy who's also becoming a Thomas Chochem. Oh no, and I could daven like a mensch? No, I'm Baruch Shamashi Shtabachmir. No, but he's got a story now about some yid who boom on the spot. He changed. And another yid, I can go in and split, I can be with the Bari Oilam every single night. Just me and Bari Oilam and the Weltstadt, and there's nothing else except for my feeling, my learning. I can't. I have to be on call. I have to be this. I can't. But there's a yid that just did it. There's a yid in Golden Screen that he just did it. He started coming to shul. From now on, he comes to shul. What do I do? That the Goyim Rav Moshe Feinstein. He writes words that we all have to hear. He has to be Ribbono Shel Olam. Ruach Kodshecha, Al Tikach Mimeni. Who here has Ruach HaKodesh? Do you ever think about what you say? Ruach Kodshecha, Al Tikach Mimeni. You have Ruach HaKodesh? I want to stand next to the person who has the Ruach HaKodesh. I want to ask him why he's screaming so loud. Ruach Kodshecha. Does anybody here have Nevuah? Zot the Goyim Rav Moshe. He says, you know what it means, Ruach Kodesh? So you don't know the future? But if you say, I want to live a life of Kedusha, you don't have a Ruach Kodesh, so you don't know the future. But if you say, I want to live a life of Kedusha, I want to live a life of Erlichkeit, you make a little Natiya, you beg to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ruach Kodeshecha, Al Tikach Mimeni. I got invited yesterday to a Seam of Mishnais. I'm sure some of the Oilam over here also did. Seam of Mishnais. It is the most chashuv Seam of Mishnais I've heard in my life. Who's this yid? This is a yid. 2 years ago, he started Mishnayos. He realized that Sundays is wasting away. You know, so he said, you know what? I'm not a Yedea Sefer. I'm not a Bakenish learner. What's kind of by learning? So every single Sunday, I'm going to learn Mishnayos. Right? 2 years later, do the math. I don't know how it works with bank holidays. Does Mishnayos on bank holidays too? Chav Nishkefret later. About Kuponim, make the Cheshvin. About 100 Sundays, maybe 120 with the bank holidays. Right? 120 days, he's making a Seam of Mishnayos. This is a Yid that took himself and he said, Hari, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not going to give up an Olam, which is Oimei, for an Olam, which is Oiver. There are Shnei Seirim on the point of the highlight of Yom Kippur. Shnei Seirim. And the message is clear. They have to look something Mishnah Punkloch. They have to look exactly Mamish, this one like that one. Bidiyuk, the exact same thing. Not a Mashu could be different, the Mishnah says. A Now this Yid will tell you what the Mishnah says. Now the Mashu could be different. And the Mishnah tells us one of them becomes a Sir Lashem, and one of them becomes a Sir Lazazel, a Varim, one of them, the blood, is Mechaper and all of Klal Yisrael. And one of them is Lazazel, it goes down with broken bones and broken everything, and nobody hears it ever again. And the other one is Mechaper and all of Klal Yisrael. And there could be two Bochum. And there could be two younger light, and there could be two balabatim, and there could be two zaydis, and they could look, yeah, coming from the same background, and they're coming from the same this, and the same this, and the same everything. And this person, he makes a mashu netiyah perega echos, and he goes from becoming from the matur to becoming the Ribbono Shel Olam's greatest oil, the greatest nechbad. And that's the biggest message that we can get out of Yom Kippur, that there are other people doing it. All I have to do is take that little netiyah, I have to turn a little bit of mashu to the right. The shus is nesuna mekol adam liyoy sadik arasha. A person could live his life 40, 50, 90, 100 years, and he's living in a 15-year-old body. What I was when I was 15 years old, that's what I'll be le'olam v'ed. If a person would know the Arizal said, do you know what it means? A person dies. How does a person die? Zotehil k'Arizal. That's not a sucker. The Arizal knew this because he knew this. Zotehil k'Arizal. When a yid is shown, they show him what you could have been and what you became. He dies on the spot. The Arizal is not trying to scare us. The Arizal, the Chaim Vital said, even the Arizal died. Even the Arizal. But could you imagine the levels? Could you imagine the levels of disappointment? The Cheshbin that the Meshech Chochma tells us. All we have to do is take a mashu, turn a mashu direction, and we can take control of our lives. I'd like to be messiah what I heard once from the great mile in Yerushalayim, Yosla, it's a mile of one of my children. And one time I was mishamish him a little bit, and there was a baby. The baby was underweight, 5 pounds, whatever it was. So the shaylik, this person wanted the bris bismanoi, and I was by Yosla. Yosla said, "I'm going to make the bris." I said to him, why? Because the baby's this amount of pounds, that amount of pounds. What's the cheshbon? Kilo, I said, this pound. It's because this amount of kilo, that amount of kilo. So Yossel said, listen, Herzachain, good. I don't care how much this baby weighs. I don't care how much this baby weighs. But if I see that the weight is rising, I'm making the bris. Yossel was the moil mumcha. The moil mumcha. If I see that it's going up, I'm making the bris. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the moil mumcha. He is the moil mumcha. The pasuk tells us in its oven. Umal Hashem is levavet levav zarecha. Our Ribbono Shel Olam, he will mal our hearts. If he sees that we're making a mashu direction upward, he'll mal our hearts. And with that, we'll be zaycha aboisai. With mamish, could you imagine if we get the master moil? The master moil will see our direction, will see us going up, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will mal our hearts. Will become Oyvei Hashem, the pasuk tells us. With this Rabbi Yisai, we'll be Zoicha with all of Klal Yisrael to a Ksiva, Chsima Toiva, and a good Geben Shtiyah.